when speed skater Nancy Swider-Peltz made the USA roster for the 1988 Winter Games in Calgary. She also put her name in the record books forever as the first American in history to qualify for four Olympic Winter Games. She's also been inducted into the National Speed Skating Hall of Fame. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more anytime at WWIB.com. Nancy and Jeff's kids, Nancy Jr. and Jeffrey, both skated like their mom, with Jr. making the Vancouver Olympic team in 2010. And Nancy Swider-Peltz is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So your kids followed your example, becoming speed skaters themselves, but they also followed your example and your husband Jeff's example of becoming followers of Jesus and inviting Christ into their lives. But you said that you didn't shove your faith down their throats. You didn't demand that they accept Jesus as their personal Savior like you did. It was more of coaching them spiritually, right?
Exactly. And we did not have, you know, weekly Bible study. But we made sure we went to a good church where they had good direction, and they saw what we did and heard what we said. And we did not shove it down their throats because my husband worked at Wheaton College. We were around the Wheaton community. We did not want to give so much where they felt like they were making a decision because of us. We wanted our example and our life to show that Jesus is real to us. And I, at this moment in life, and it has always been, it's not going to change. Each of our kids has made a decision on their own and in their own way, and they own it. And it's very interesting how they talk about their faith, each one of them, and each one of them lives that out in a very different way. And I, you know what, I didn't plan for this to be an outcome. The only thing we did was that we were very concerned about their decision to be their own. And so it was a little more hands-off and more example. And I'm not saying that's the only way to do it or the right way to do it, whatever, but that's the choice we made. And, yeah, hey, one thing I wish we had done for all those listening, I think having dinner with your family at the table is very important, because we didn't do that because of sports, and we missed out on talk time.
Yeah, I understand. You guys just had an incredible schedule with speed skating and the other stuff that you're doing at home. Well, Nancy Swider-Peltz, the four-time Olympic speed skater from the 70s and 80s, a Hall of Fame member, National Hall of Fame member, on the phone with me for these days. Nancy, thank you for talking about your sport, where we are today, where you were when you were skating back in the 70s and 80s, and your family and your faith so much. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Hey, I really appreciate, Greg, your reaching out to me, and I just hope and pray that anything that I said today might touch somebody's heart and cause them to, think about, the things that are really more important than the materialistic stuff that does fade away. And I know that the world talks about that, and they talk about, money isn't important and this isn't important, yet what do we see in the paper and the movie and the television? It is important. And I just hope that people will take that to heart, that those people who are doing, and there are so many more people in this world who are giving and caring and sharing and going on trips, the missions trips and stuff, and there are a lot, but you know what, you talk to those people, and they, I'll tell you, I am humbled by the caring and the giving and the desire to help those who don't have as much as others. And, I want to add one more thing here, talking about that. My son Jeffrey is working at the River City Church in Chicago, where Daniel Hill is the pastor. And he is working with the kids, teaching them design, and then they screen print and they sell. But his heart is so, he has learned in life. He's gone down a different route. And he has developed a heart for people who have not been given a fair shot in life. And it's amazing how he can empathize with them. And I will just give you a quote that he wrote in an article from the Wheaton College magazine volume this past year. And he won an art show, because he's an artist now, and well, he has been. And they took his art piece, put it in a magazine, and then he had a quote that said that you need creativity, curiosity, and imagination to have empathy. And the heart of that there is that we, and sometimes, you know, as evangelical Christians, you know, get comfortable in what we have been taught and learned, and we just go down this route and do things, you know, the same way. And you know what? In order to truly empathize with people who have not been given the same privileges and opportunities that you have, you have to have this empathy. And how do you possibly have that if you've not had that experience? And that's why he says, and this is an artist speaking, you need to have curiosity, creativity, and imagination. And I think it behooves us as believers to really challenge ourselves to step into other people's shoes and not just do it I've just thrown some money this way, or I give a weekend mission trip. You know what? You really, and this is what my son has taught me, we can't possibly, you know, be put in the shoes of people who've been treated unfairly. But we have to try. And you've got to take your brain and use it. Imagination, curiosity, and creativity.
That's great. Deep thoughts today from a spiritual standpoint today with Nancy Swiderpeltz, four-time Olympian in speed skating. Nancy, thanks for coming back. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.